Path towards enlightenment.
In the name of God, the All-Compassionate, the All-Merciful. Salam and welcome to our latest episode of Path Towards Enlightenment, which is an endeavor to make you and us familiar with an easy and fluent explanation of God's final scripture to all mankind, the Noble Quran, that was revealed to the last and greatest of all messengers, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. We are currently in the process of explanation of Surah Jin, number 72, in the serial order of compilation of the Noble Quran. It was revealed in Mecca and has 28 ayahs. The title of the surah indicates that it mainly treats a species of creatures invisible to the human eye, and hence called jinn, endowed with some sort of intelligence and the moral choice to discern good from evil. The jinn have believers and disbelievers amongst them. They were acquainted with the prophets of the past and the previously revealed heavenly scriptures. With the start of the universal mission of Islam, it became incumbent upon them, similar to the human race, to believe in the message entrusted by God Almighty to the mercy unto the whole creation, that is, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny. They shall be rewarded or punished according to their specific deeds. The surah ends with ayahs referring to the Almighty Creator's knowledge of the unseen, that is, unknown to all beings. We start from where we left you last week, and here are ayahs 16 and 17.
وَأَن لَّوِ اسْتَقَامُوا عَلَى الطَّرِيقَةِ لَأَسْقَيْنَاهُم مَّاءً غَدَقًا لنفتنهم فيه ومن يعرض عن ذكر ربه يسلكه عذابا صعدا.
And if they, the people, are steadfast on the path of Allah, we shall provide them with abundant water, so that we may test them therein. And whoever turns away from the remembrance of his Lord, he will let him into an escalating punishment. If you might recall, in our explanation of the previous ayahs of this surah last Friday, we said the Almighty Creator has granted free will to both mankind and jinn to differentiate between good and evil. Hence, some have embraced the truth of Islam, while others have splintered into several sects. We also said that the entire universe is the creation of Allah, and so none can escape what the all-wise Creator has decreed, since the eventual fate of everyone depends on his or her deeds, with eternal bliss for the righteous and everlasting punishment for the disbelievers, oppressors, and the wicked. The ayahs that we recited to you now mean to say that the reward for those who believe and are steadfast on the right path is abundant blessings. Water is one of the greatest signs of divine mercy, since it is the elixir of life And wherever there is abundant water, the various bounties of God Almighty are evident in the form of thriving agriculture, pastures for domesticated animals, hydroelectric power for industries, pleasant climate, and many other benefits. In explanation of Ayah 16, the Prophet's 16th infallible heir, Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, has said, "Water also stands for knowledge and for those who firmly adhere to the velayat, or divine decreed authority of the Ahlul Bayt, are granted knowledge in abundance. Abundance of bounties are a form of divine test to determine the degree of faith or the lack of it, as is clear by Ayah 17, which is a warning against vanity. Ingratitude, negligence in the performance of obligations, and disobedience of God Almighty, which could lead to severe punishment." These ayahs teach us that, number one, steadfastness on the right path leads to abundance of bounties, both in the transient life of the mortal world and in the eternity of afterlife. Number two, ingratitude, negligence of duties, and disobedience of divine commandments results in misery in life and punishment in the hereafter. And number three, God Almighty tests mankind, both believers and disbelievers, with either abundance or lack of bounties. Now let us listen to ayahs 18 and 19 of the same surah.
وَأَنَّ الْمَسَاجِدَ لِلَّهِ فَلَا تَدْعُوا مَعَ اللَّهِ أَحَدًا وَأَنَّهُ لَمَّا قَامَ عَبْدُ اللَّهِ يَدْعُوهُ كَادُوا يَكُونُونَ عَلَيْهِ لِبَدًا.
And the places of worship belong to Allah, so do not invoke anyone along with Allah. And when the servant of Allah, the Prophet of Islam, rose to pray to him, the Almighty Creator, they almost crowded around him. These ayahs reaffirm monotheism in its perfect sense and are a stern warning against polytheism or associating others, whether idols or imaginary figures, with the one and only Creator, who has no need of any helper or assistant. According to Imam Ja'far Sadiq, peace upon him, Muslims are warned against disrespecting places of worship, as the Jews and the Christians had done in synagogues and churches by ascribing partners to the Almighty Creator. If the former call themselves children of God, the latter worship the Trinity, while the pagan Arabs had turned into an idol house Abraham's edifice of monotheism, that is the Holy Kaaba. Intercession by the command of God is not forbidden, since the prophets and imams are divinely appointed and are thus revered as means to attain divine proximity rather than being objects of worship. Ayah 19 refers to the attempts of the pagan Arabs in Mecca to crowd around the Prophet and make noises when he used to stand for prayers in order to prevent the people from listening to his recitation of ayahs of the Noble Quran and phrases of God's monotheistic majesty. These ayahs teach us the following points. Number one, places of worship in Islam, or more properly mosques, where the believers prostrate to the Almighty God, should not be polluted and turned into centers of polytheism by invoking other than the one and only Creator or by setting up idols and pictures there. Number two, intercession with Allah's chosen servants, such as the prophets and the imams, is not a form of polytheism, as some ignorant persons allege, since these emissaries of God are revered rather than being worshipped. Number 3. The most humble part of the ritual prayer is sajde, or prostration to God, the Omnipresent, and hence the place of worship in Islam is called masjid. And number 4. The Prophet of Islam is the most dedicated servant of Allah, and it was the habit of the pagan Arabs of Mecca to crowd around him and make noises when he stood for performing the ritual prayer, so that the people should not listen to his dynamic description of monotheism and words of wisdom. In conclusion of this week's episode of Path Towards Enlightenment, here are ayahs 20, 21, and 22 of Surah Jin.
قُلْ إِنَّمَا أَدْعُو رَبِّي وَلَا أُشْرِكُ بِهِ أَحَدًا قُلْ إِنِّي لَا أَمْلِكُ لَكُمْ ضَرًّا وَلَا رَشَدًا قُلْ إِنِّي لَنْ يُجِيرَنِي مِنَ اللَّهِ أَحَدٌ وَلَنْ أَجِدَ مِنْ دُونِهِ مُلْتَحَدًا
Say, O Prophet, to the polytheists, I pray only to my Lord, and I do not ascribe any partner to him. Say, indeed, I have no power to bring you any harm or good of my own accord. Say, indeed no one can protect me from Allah, nor can I find any refuge other than Him. In these ayahs, Prophet Muhammad, blessings of God upon him and his progeny, is commanded to affirm the pillars of monotheism by performing the ritual prayer in the correct way and telling the pagan Arabs that only the unseen but omnipresent God is being worshipped and no one else are being invoked. The Prophet is further commanded to say that, as a human being, he has no power by himself to bring any benefit or cause any harm other than what God has bestowed upon him and entrusted to him, the universal mission of Islam for guidance of mankind and jinn. Ayah 22 means to say that no one can protect anybody from divine wrath, which is the result of sins and disobedience of God, who alone is the supreme shelter and refuge. From these ayahs we learn that number 1, the prophets and imams have been granted infallibility by God in view of their sincere most servitude to Him, and thus do not invoke anyone else or anything except the Almighty Creator. Number 2. Whatever power the Prophet possesses is bestowed by God. And number 3. All are equal before divine law, and no one, not even the prophets, are immune from God, who is the ultimate shelter and refuge.